Welcome back to another episode of the Executive Code Podcast, and we're here talking all about personal mastery. If you want to find out more and how different ways of getting in touch, all you need to do is go over to www.paulwilliamdavis.com, and there's a number of different resources and access to our online community there as well that you can find out more about. So I'm joined here to find out a little bit more about personal mastery with Nicole. And Nicole has another question for your listeners, as in you guys, and then also for herself. So let's see what questions are on this particular episode. So Nicole, what have you got for us this week?
Yes, Paul. So today I've got a question about personal development. And specifically, we always hear the phrases, follow your passion and do what you'll love and you'll never work another day in your life. Should people follow their passion, and why or why not?
Okay. I love it when this one comes up, because it's actually one of the things that I kind of rail against a little bit. And I'll explain that in a short while. First of all, okay, so when people say passion and to find your passion, what they're actually not realizing is that the origin of the word, which goes back to Latin, so the origin of the word passion is actually from the Latin word pati, which is to suffer. So what typically happens, which is to think about from that perspective, is that if you go back to Christianity and the Passion of Christ, well, then that was the suffering of Christ. That was the crucifixion of Christ. So that's where the origin of the word passion comes from, all right? So you've got to have a really clear understanding as regards the origin of words. That's one thing. But over the different centuries, it's actually morphed into people understanding it as being that it's something that they enjoy doing or something that they love doing. So that's how they associate the word. What I suppose there is a bit of a distinction between passion and what people are really, really looking for. In my perspective, passion can be transient. So let me explain that. Passion are, you know, the way people are looking to try and find out what their passion is or what they're passionate about, it's typically referenced to things that they're either nice to do or things that they enjoy doing. But it's like, you know, when you eat a bar of chocolate, you enjoy eating a bar of chocolate, you get enjoyment from eating the bar of chocolate, but it's quite transient, all right? And people have this understanding of that's what you're supposed to try and find out, as in find your passion. What is it that you enjoy doing? But and as a result of that, people find it difficult to find out what their passion is. Because let me put it this way, as you know, Nicole, there's a lot of things that I'm passionate about. For example, everything to do with all different flight experiences or going for a walk on the beach or whatever. There's a lot of things I'm passionate about, but they're absolutely nothing whatsoever got to do with my purpose. And I suppose what I would like people to understand is really what is it that they're looking for? So where people find, as you rightly asked, Nicole, find your passion, you never have to work a day in your life. People ask that question, but they're not really 100% sure about what it is that they're looking to try and get by finding their passion. Now, really what people are unconsciously looking for is fulfillment. And that's very, very different. So when it comes to that phrase, you know, find your passion, you never have to work a day in your life. Ultimately, what a person is looking for is fulfillment in their life. Now, fulfillment is very, very different. And as you know, because we've discussed this on previous episodes, fulfillment comes from your genius drivers, because that's your unconscious genius drivers. And by you fulfilling your genius drivers, that's where you're getting fulfillment from. Now, what I use the phrase on is passion follows purpose. So what I mean by that is that when you're working on your purpose and you're working in line with your genius drivers, that's where you're getting fulfillment from. But the fulfillment, what people interpret as being passion, it's a much, much deeper level. It's an expression of joy. It's exponential. It's no longer transient. Because the more and more you work on your purpose, the bigger it gets, meaning the bigger your passion gets, the bigger your enjoyment gets, the bigger your joy gets, the bigger fulfillment you get. So it's all connected from that perspective. So passion follows purpose. So the first thing that I would say, instead of trying to find your passion, maybe ask a slightly different question. A better question to ask maybe will be go along the lines of, you know, what do you find yourself naturally doing that you enjoy doing? And what I mean by that is because now you don't have to be externally motivated for what it is that you're doing, that you enjoy doing. meaning look for the things in your life that you'd find that you naturally do and that you enjoy doing, meaning you don't need someone or something else to externally motivate you. And when you ask yourself that question, you start to look for the evidence in your life and you start to seek the answer to that question. Now you'll find a lot more answers in terms of what is it that you're actually going to get enjoyment from, because that will link back to what you're actually going to get fulfillment from. So that's when it comes to, let me put it this way, to never work a day in your life, it goes on the premise that you get everything else, or you get rid of everything else out of your life that you don't enjoy doing. So are you going to work on your purpose? When you find your purpose, are you going to work on your purpose? Of course you are. But you're intrinsically driven to fulfill your purpose, and you're getting the fulfillment from working on your purpose as part of that. It's symbiotic. It's how it works together. Are there tasks that you would need to do that you may not enjoy doing? Yes, at the beginning, unless you start to delegate or outsource. And we discussed this on one of our previous episodes, in the sense of, you know, people not having a desire to delegate because they want to have something in control, or it could be a fear of loss or something. So we discussed that on a previous episode. But once you get to a point whereby you're removing the things out of your life, or the activities that you're doing out of your life that aren't in line with your genius drivers, well, then now you're no longer working as such. You're actually working with what people will perceive as being passion, but actually you're working with fulfillment. It's a much, much deeper level of passion. It's no longer transient, it's exponential.
And what people forget is that just because you're passionate about something or you work hard at it, doesn't mean you'll necessarily be good at it. So the question isn't whether to pursue your passion, it's for how long and to what end. So, you know, you can be passionate about writing, but if you can't put food on the table, then maybe you should switch to something else until, you know, you can make money from your writing at least.
Yeah, perhaps. But if it's something that you enjoy doing, what you may not have worked out or allowed yourself to be open to, which this is where, you know, there's a few things that then start to come into play, is how do you monetize it? So could you be passionate about writing? You absolutely could. But again, it's a very, very different. It's passion whether you're in line with your genius drivers and whether it's giving you the fulfillment. You know, there's things that you enjoy doing, and that's okay. So you could enjoy writing, but it may not actually necessarily be in line with your purpose or in line with your genius drivers. Two very, very different things. So are you going to get longevity out of the things that you enjoy doing versus something that's completely in line with your genius drivers, in line with your purpose, and therefore you can monetize it and turn it into a business or turn it into a career, whereby, yeah, now that's where you're actually putting food on the table.
So is it always where once you're able to find your genius drivers, you most likely will be able to find a way to monetize it and then make it your career?
Provided you start doing activities that are in line with your genius drivers. Very, very different. I'm glad you raised that, because I can identify a person's genius drivers for an individual, but unless they start doing activities that are in line with their genius drivers, they won't activate the executive center part of the brain. And when you activate the executive center part of the brain, which again, just to repeat for people, that's in your prefrontal cortex. Its purpose is about planning, objectivity, innovation, creativity. So when you activate your prefrontal cortex, your executive center part of your brain in the prefrontal cortex, what you're doing is now accessing how can you achieve what it is that you want to achieve, either in a career or in a business, in this particular question, in terms of how can you monetize it? Because now what you're now doing is allowing yourself to be open to all the different possibilities. And now add onto that, when you start to connect with your own conscious, now you're accessing limitless possibilities of how you can actually monetize your genius drivers or your purpose into a business or into a career.
And what do you think about pursuing activities that are in line with our genius drivers, not as a career, maybe for, you know, various reasons, maybe the money isn't great, but only as a hobby, like on the side? Would you always recommend?
I wouldn't, personally, because let me put it this way. Think of your genius drivers as being that you've three buckets in front of you. This is the best way I can explain it. So you've three buckets in front of you, and each one of those buckets represents one of your genius drivers. If you're doing a career or a job or whatever it might be, that's not in line with your genius drivers, it means you're not filling those buckets. And if you're doing it as a side hustle or at the weekend and you're now starting to fill those buckets, you can only fill so much of them. So therefore, you're not going to get that sense of fulfillment. You're not going to get that sense of zest or joy for life. So it's not what I would recommend. I would recommend more, okay, so what's the career that you could seek out that would be absolutely in line with your genius drivers? And now you're starting to fulfill and ultimately you're filling those buckets, but that's where you're getting fulfillment from. What you'll find, Nicole, is that, because I see this quite a lot, whereby you can get an individual that will be in a career and they'll come to me and say, look, I've lost my zest for life. I've just lost my mojo. I don't enjoy what I'm doing anymore. But ultimately what they're saying is they can do the work. They have the skills. They have the competence to do the work. They started off enjoying doing the work. They started off having a passion for the work that they were doing, but now they've begun to lose it. And that's what I said earlier on. That kind of passion is transient, as opposed to when it's in line with your genius drivers. Now it's exponential. So now it's all about how can we actually find a career that's completely in line with your genius drivers? And that's where you'll get the long-term fulfillment from.
So the trick is finding out what your genius drivers are earlier in life, as soon as possible, because the earlier you find out what your genius drivers are, the earlier you'll find what fulfills you in life.
Yeah.
And that's how you maximize your fulfillment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it can happen at any point in life. So it can happen when you're trying to start a career, or it can happen when you're like, I've got people that I've worked with and they will be, you know, what other people say maybe too late in life, but I'm at the age that no, it's not, never is too late in life, whereby they may be kind of like maybe mid 50s or mid 60s. And they're kind of saying, look, I don't enjoy what I'm doing. And therefore, when we identify what their genius drivers are, as well as the other elements, because they are all interlinked, i.e. your genius role, your genius inspiration, your genius quest, when you identify all of those, now you can alter what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And you still get fulfillment once you're doing the activities that are in line with your genius drivers. So it doesn't matter as such what age you identify your genius drivers are. Is it more beneficial that you identified when you're starting your career? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like when we identified your genius drivers and all the other elements, there's a particular path. Your path can be very, very narrowed now, because now you've got a laser focus of the career that you can actually pursue that will be absolutely in line with each one of those elements. And you're at the beginning of your career as such.
This should definitely be a course in high school or college when, you know, people are trying to make those big decisions about what to pursue after
that. Yeah, absolutely.
And the best way to find out what, you know, a person's genius drivers are to work one-on-one with you.
Right now at the moment, yeah, it's one-on-one, or it is part of my development for this year as far as, okay, how can I reach more and more people? So whether that's going to be an online program that we're going to run or whether it's going to be a live program. Let me go this way. I have two kids. Well, okay, adults. Two boys. They're 27 and 25 now because their birthdays were just recently. And I knew for them, just literally by observing them, as regards what career path they should follow. And they're currently pursuing that career path. And you can see it in them as regards what the enjoyment is when they're actually doing activities that are in line with what is that they are unconsciously driven to do or what they're innately driven to do. It's very, very different.
Did you consciously, you know, kind of move them towards that path?
As a parent, it's a fine line as regards. So what I do is I kind of mentor them indirectly, if that makes sense. When it comes to teenagers, you don't tell a teenager what to do. So what I do is I kind of advise them, and they know the work that I do, and they're familiar with the work that I do and what I've done in businesses and all that kind of thing. So they will naturally come to me and ask me questions anyway. But it's a case of, I'm there as, for one better word, I'm there as an advisor as opposed to dictating what they should do. Yeah.
So that's super helpful to, you know, be able to learn how to identify your genius drivers, not just for yourself, but being able to identify them for other people, like how parents can mentor their kids. So have you thought about sort of like a I don't know what you would call it, not so much an instructor course, I guess, but learning how to identify other people's genius drivers, you know, to help them.
It's part of my long-term plans. Yeah, it's part of my long-term plans as regards, okay, so how can we, because I'm on a mission to reach as many people as possible. I do have a very big number of people that I want to reach. So part of my long-term plans is, okay, so how could we get this out in a much, much bigger scale? So it's not available right now at the moment, but it's in my long-term plan that it's what I want to achieve. Yeah.
Awesome. I think you covered everything that, relates to PAP.
Cool. Perfect. So I suppose in summary, the message will be, maybe not necessarily look for and try and find out what your passion is. Maybe understand that passion follows purpose. And ultimately what you want to try and find out, okay, so what is it that's going to bring you fulfillment? And maybe a question that you may want to ask is, you know, what is it that you find yourself naturally doing? And that's going to start to lead you towards what it is that's going to give you fulfillment. And if you want to find out more about how to identify your genius drivers or how to identify your purpose, by all means, come over to www.paulwilliamdavis.com. All the resources, all the ways of getting in contact with us are all there on the website. And you can join us in our community where we discuss all this kind of subject matter in relation to personal mastery as well as business mastery. And we also have live meetings every single Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock Irish time. So you're welcome to join us there and ask whatever questions you guys might have. But until next time, I wish you every success.